cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. All right, you divine lions and lionesses, welcome back to Funkin' Friday, where we are putting the fun in the funk of life. And one of the best people I could ever have on the show that I think about is absolute patriot, new friend of mine, Kevin J. Johnston. Y'all remember him from being the mayor of Mississauga, running for it, who has run out, just like Chris Skye. They stole the election and has a religious fatwa on his head in Ontario. But here's the great thing. Everybody's been seeing the videos I've been pumping out on Telegram. Facebook just canceled us a few weeks ago. And also here on the show, where Kevin is calling the Canada Revenue Agency, like I've been exposing the IRS since I read 2005, Creature from Jekyll Island. And he has literally got 120 approximately lawsuits against Canada Revenue Agency for fraud, for extortion, for impersonating police officers. So Canadians, listen up to this, especially if you own a business. And by the way, my American patriot friends and those sovereign souls worldwide, if you have a business in America, you definitely want to pay attention to this Funkin' Friday, because this is taking it to the deep state. Remember, taxation is theft, and especially taxation without representation. And by the way, they're all corporations, right? Masquerading as law enforcement officers, which they are not. This man is the expert. This man's got solutions. He's buying the corporate debt and turning around and suing them. And by the way, the people who we're buying the corporate debt from, turn around or making out like a frog in a sock. That's Australian for like party time, which is great. That's about sovereignty and freedom. Kevin, welcome, my friend from Panama. You're in Panama now, brother.
I'm still in Panama. I'm not leaving anytime soon. This country has been over the top amazing to me. Everybody treats me well. If you've got a big mouth like I do, and you are a charming soul like, you know, I profess to be,
yes,
and you have ambition, awesome, the country loves you. All right? Yeah. They want you here. The banking industry is the second biggest industry in the country, the canal being number one, of course. And with the canal being here and the banks being as prevalent as they are, even though the Panama has treaties with Canada, they ignore everything the Canadian government's got to say. Canada is a joke to any business person here, any real business person in Panama, any bank manager. They all say the same thing. And so that faggot up in Canada, we ignore that. I want to maybe just backtrack a bit here. I was in Canada for 20 years after I was in the States. I moved to the United States for 96 to 2000, came back to Canada. Couldn't make money, no matter what I did. Constantly depressed off my ass. After 16 years of not being able to find full-time work, because I'm sorry, we're not hiring white males right now, I began ranting and raving on YouTube in December of 2016. I got 2 million subscribers out of the deal, and that's when the Canadian government began shutting me down left, right, and center. I've gone through like 20 YouTube channels, more than 20 Facebook pages, all kinds of Twitter accounts. Canadian government was constantly using private lawyers and their own agencies to get me shut down, no matter where I went. Canadian government's also taken my house from me, a $1 million house in Calgary, stole my car. They just left me on the side of the highway north of Red Deer, Alberta, and stole all my money, drained my bank accounts. So they took about $1,100,000, I guess, $1.1 million, something like that. I didn't have the exact number, but I'm in court with them. I'm pretty sure they're going to say, oh, yeah, we took your house. Sorry about that. And I'm willing to bet that they'll settle in a court for probably half the value of the house. But that's not really as big a concern anymore, considering how much opportunity that there is here in Panama and how seriously the Barbadians, the Bohemians, the Grenadians, the Panamanians, even the Mexicans take commerce. The rest of the world wants to be rich. Yeah. And they say, like, you got money? You got white skin and money? yeah. Sit down at this table. That's how it works here, my friend. So if you ever wondered about this white privilege thing that you do not have in Canada or the United States, come here, because you have it here. Use your white skin. My buddy is black. He tells me all the time, use your white skin. If you are a white male that speaks perfect English with a vocabulary of more than 80,000 words, there's zero excuse for you not being rich.
Yes, well, the only I agree.
Is being in Canada, which I will probably never go to again. I'm done. I'm burned out. Here,
yeah.
I'm alive. I'm energized the whole bit. Now, you had some questions about tax. Please get going.
Well, you know, and I want to make this point for people if they're hearing about this for the first time, right? Okay, so number one, the tyranny that's been brought upon you. And I also want to backtrack because the audience knows Pastor Artur Pavlovsky and Nathaniel and Josh Alexander. They've been on the show here, Artur, many times, right? You were running for the mayor of Calgary. They pulled it from you. Then you came to Mississauga to do the same thing, to literally just fight back against the wokeism, the tyranny, and the terrorism upon the people. So I want to make that point very clear to everybody that this is a man who has been terrorized and has had multiple attempts on his life, just like Norman Traversy, just like Chris Skye, just like Pastor Artur Pavlovsky. And Kevin has been standing up and speaking out for two decades. So even though he might be a brand new fresh face for some people in my audience worldwide right now, this is a man who has been standing up as a civilian non-combatant. And the power of the voice and the spoken word is what they fear the most. The other aspect of that is the power of the spoken word and voice with the knowledge. Applied knowledge is the power, and they fear that the utmost because of what Kevin's doing right now. We all know, as I've been sharing, there's multiple court cases. Americans still can't get this through their head sometimes, Kevin, when I show them, here's the videos, here's subsection 601.602, the IRS tax code, taxes are voluntary. They're like, whoa, this is the way I was conditioned. Same way you and I were in Canada, right? I was born in Mississauga General, where you're running for mayor there, and Norman was firefighting and got his heroism award. And we were all like, yeah, you got to pay taxes, most taxes, but we have free healthcare. And then they're turning around, they're sending it off, and they're mutilating children and they're eating them, right? Picton Pig Farm, for one example, which is the Epstein Island of Canada. So we also appreciate and understand the RICO cases, that if you're funding crime, then that actually, you could be, by way of that funding crime, complicit in such a crime. Now, we're not saying anybody who's paying taxes because they think it's a good thing to do is particularly in RICO. Here's the thing. CRA has no authority. Canada Revenue Agency. The IRS has no authority. The Internal Revenue Service. And Kevin is one of the men. He's the man right now who is literally bringing them to the knees on the phone, recorded. They're breaking down. They're crying. They're claiming they have no authority. And they're impersonating police officers. So I want to set the bar here. Because sovereignty, just like it was in the American Constitution, just what we're seeing in Canada right now, is so important for you to take the power back. Because you, the audience, you have the power. And this is the man, Kevin, we're here to share with you what can be done right now. So if you have corporate debt, especially if you have a business where CRA or the IRS in certain states, and we're going to go expand on that in Fuck It Friday here right now. This is about putting the fun in that funk of life, folks. This is that silver lining in the cloud, right? This is that kind of Aikido, right? They come at you with a punch and you just let their energy go right by, flip them over, drop them on their back. And oh, by the way, you might make hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in the process where you turn it around and flip the script. And this is the man doing that. So I want to make sure that's the foundation we build off of here. So Kevin, let's talk about three success cases of recent clients of the corporate debt to kind of lay it out, map it out for everybody. And by the way, look in the description, everybody, right below the broadcast, or if you're listening to this on Apple, Samsung, or iHeartRadio, in the description, right below the podcast, is an email address. Now, that's the email address that I will see personally, as well as my assistant. And that email address is solely for those who have corporate debt. Means you have a business and you have debt, and the Canada Revenue Agency or the IRS is threatening you. You send an email to that email address, and we're going to show you the details that we want to include in that email so that we may be able to help you out, because you'll have a free consultation with Kevin, because we are here about standing up for the people. This is a Robin Hood moment, folks. And Robin Hood was a real man who is standing up against taxation is theft, where the people are poor, impoverished, and the tyrants are coming after them and taking their children and sending them off to debtor's prison. No more, not on our watch. So that email for everybody is right below description as we go through here with these three cases you hear from Kevin. So my friend, tell us about some of the success stories coming out of your clients right now, three of them, which is a great way to map out this what's going on.
Let's do this. Okay. First one is a single mother of four gave me a call, late 20s, crying, doesn't know what to do. And that's the typical response, doesn't know what to do. So we all break down. I get it. I don't mock anybody for being upset. After the conversation you have with me, I want to see those tears dry up and I want to see you get mad. And then I want to see you get even. She was told she had a tax bill of $56,000 personally. Didn't make sense because she was making $18,000 a year on welfare. Husband was some burnout drug dealer. He went to prison, wasn't around, whatever. She moved back to her mother's house. I got rid of the tax bill using the appropriate legalese. I don't use free man on the land stuff. I just use Canadian law because there's so many laws in place that actually protect you. All right.
Great.
Exactly. So we got rid of that. And then I said to her, by the way, 18 grand is poverty level. If you know anybody who's got corporations that are struggling right now, send them to me because I buy them. I take over all the debt and I cut people in for 50% of the final fee. She goes, well, really? Oh, well, my uncle's got debt. And she made one phone call to him. I made the phone call to him afterwards saying, here's my name. Here's what I do. The story goes, he owed $480,000 in corporate income tax, in the goods and services tax, in payroll tax, and he had a what's called a CEBA loan, which was given out during COVID to keep businesses afloat who didn't have customers. Yep. So all that amounted to $480,000. So I bought the corporation for 10% of the value of the debt, which was 48K. My legal fees were just over $4,000. I called her up and I said, I would like to give you $22,000. Would that be okay? And she's like, no, you're kidding. You're lying. We're not lying. Get me a SWIFTCO from your bank and I'm going to transfer the money now. So she did. And the next day she had her cash, calls me crying again saying, you're a hero. I said, no, I'm not. No. I'm your business partner. There's a difference. No. I don't want to be your hero because if I'm your business partner, we're both making money. So she gets 50% of the take. We both end up with $22,000 by the time it's all said and done. Her uncle is completely out of debt. The Canada Revenue Agency finds out that I own the corporation. That's what they do because they've been told not to engage me. They have been told not to engage me. He knows the law. He knows the Excise Tax Act. He knows the Bill of Rights. He knows everything. Don't engage Kevin J. Johnston. So what do they do?
He's got a photographic memory, everybody. That's what's also key here too, right? You can just pull it right out.
Not quite photographic, but if I'm interested in something, it stays forever.
Yeah.
Like I remember every good looking lady that I never mind. So we, and what they were wearing. And their shoes, because women like that shoes thing. Compliment a woman's shoes and life is golden. Guys,
great life
getting serious here, though. Here's what I told her. I want you to bring more. So what this young lady does now is she just spends her day calling accounting companies. And there are many. And accountants know jack about tax in Canada. So I said, for every single corporation that they hand to you, you hand it to me. I give you your 50%. Cut them in for 20% of your 50%. So if you get 100K, give them 20,000 per client. They'll be happy with that. You get 80 out of the deal and you run it like a business. So we got her into a numbered corporation and with their own GST number, whatnot. Now, whatever she makes goes into that numbered corporation's bank account. I told her, don't ever file taxes on that corporation. And after 2 years, 10 months, dissolve that corporation, open a new one, transfer the funds to the new one, never pay tax again for the rest of your life. But the money you have in that corporate account, start investing it. Doesn't matter. Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, gold, silver, property, invest. Don't just sit on it.
Right.
So that's what this young lady does. And she's right now made a bunch of phone calls. It took her a bit to get started, but she's brought three corporate purchases to me. They weren't as big as her uncle's, which is fine because even a $200,000 debt brings in 20,000, legal fees between 4,000 and 5,000. There's 15K left over. She gets $7,500 for handing one phone call over to me. So she doesn't even close the sale.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I just want the lead.
Yep. Right?
And you, my friend, could do the same thing. So could anybody watching for that matter.
Yep.
This is what you call, it's called a stock sale, where I buy everything. So the reality of it is this: you sell me your corporation, I get all your debt, I get all your assets, but your assets stay where they are. I don't want them. What are you going to do? Put them on a plane and send them here to Panama? What the hell am I going to do with your crap? I don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Printers, instead, laptops, trucks, whatever. Yeah.
All of it. But you give me a list. I'm actually buying a piece of paper with stuff on it. Your asset list. You are buying back your piece of paper from me at 10% of the value of your corporate debt. Because in this time, we're also registering a new numbered corporation for you with a new GST or business number and a new bank account. And you're going to do business under the new one debt-free because I've got your debt. And in turn, I will contact all my clients who make too much money. And there's quite a few of those around. I'll say, hey, guys, you're not going to believe this. I just bought six corporations this week, totaling about $3 million in debt. You want them? And I'll make a little bit of extra bank on the side with that. Now, I was doing this not full-time, but very, very part-time about 5 years ago. One of my clients said, yeah, you know, Kev, we'll take it, but I'm not giving you any cash. I said, well, I'm not giving you any corporations, right? We can play the game. He says, but I've got a private box. Detroit Red Wings are in town. This is back at the old Air Canada Center.
Right.
You can bring 20 of your closest friends to the private box because it's paid for. Just give me the corporation. You know what? That's a good deal. Transfer. And I took my, I was married at the time, my wife, my kids, my brother, I had one aunt that was still alive back then, called all my friends, get your kids, get in the car, get down there. It's on me. I'm just not paying for your parking.
Favorite Uncle Kevin now.
We had a great night, you know? So with me handing over this corporation, I ended up with a memory that I'll cherish forever because I really did thoroughly enjoy myself. Even though I don't care about the NHL anymore. I used to. I don't anymore. Yep. It was still a good night with family and friends.
Right.
And all of that was done moving debt, which I perceive to be an actual transferable asset. To me, debt's a commodity.
Yes.
I take it and I move it. And that's all that we do here is we're taking numbers and moving them around. It's pieces of paper. Your corporation is a piece of paper. The city of Los Angeles is an 8-page document sitting in Sacramento. Everything's just paper. So sell it to me and alleviate yourself of all the debt that comes along with that stupid piece of paper. That's what I want.
It's ideal. You know, everybody and cheers. Yeah, absolutely. So the Bling Buddha, we'll do a little cheers here. Congrats. Got a water.
Oh, yeah. One more time for that, man. For sure.
So, thanks
for
having me, buddy. 100%. Great to have you on here, my friend. And let me just back it up for everybody. Just everybody's seen the Gordon Gekko, the original Wall Street movie, right? What was Gordon doing? He was doing leveraged buyouts, right? LBOs. That is just collateralized debt, like collateralized debt obligations, 2008. But this is on a level where anybody can finally play. This isn't, we need to be in a Wall Street and a big bank. And no, this is what they do in the corporate where they're always making money. Now it's brought down for the sovereign souls of the world. And then for CRA and then also the IRS. And before we talk about, you know, the current states in the US where we're operating, so we can do the corporate debt, the exact same thing and free the people from these so-called obligations coming at them from those who are committing taxation, theft, extortion, fraud, impersonating police officers. All of those are one of those. Just also like to share with people what the vision is here, right? You've heard Kevin's backstory and what they've done to him. Everybody knows, my audience knows that, you know, my parents got up and then went broke twice owning the lumber mills in Canada and Ontario because of the swings in the economy. But we know that the 1%, those so-called elite parasites, would always get richer whenever they did the pump and the dump in the stock market on those so-called economic cycles, right? And so I remember sitting in Brampton, getting kicked out of our house, the keys being taken from Toronto Dominion Bank, right? So here it is, my parents with the business. We're two young kids, me and my sister, you know, we're still at grade school at St. Agnes. Everybody, if you know that, Brampton at 410 and in Beauvais before Notre Dame Secondary School, where I went to high school grade 9 and 10. And they're like, sorry, you can't afford it. Go. We all know now that they're making money off us on the back end, the straw man and whatnot. So here's the thing. You're actually taking their system that was designed to suck your soul, time, energy, and money, and you're leveraging it against them. Like Kevin said, as soon as the CRA hears his name on the call, they're like, I don't want this guy. But they have to, because they are just a corporation masquerading as law enforcement. And Kevin knows the law, and this is why he's been able to be so successful. And the vision for Kevin, tell them about your vision, because we know what the passion is for you, Kevin, and what they've done to you, your family, and other families, and how you're helping save them. What's your overall vision you have, you know, maybe in the next like 12 months, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goal with this business for yourself and the families that you save from this corporate debt?
Okay, so essentially, I'll summarize the story. When I was a child, My aunt and my uncle lived in Sudbury, Ontario, which the roads were horrible in the 70s. It was like a 6.5-7 hour drive to get there on country bumpkin roads. But my aunt and my uncle were such amazing people that it was like this little piece of heaven for me. You know, we always got kolach and goulash and all kinds of great Eastern European cooking, and they were just so good to us. And then one day a CRA letter comes in. At the time they were called Revenue Canada. Right. Comes in, and this married couple that love each other so much, screaming, like my aunt screaming at him, but what are we going to do? You made all these mistakes. Yeah. She's making accusations of him. But my uncle wasn't working for the 3 years that they said that he owed money, because he saved the lives of over 40 miners by sacrificing half the skin on his body, moving all of them out of the way when molten rock, like slag from
an Inco
slag operation.
Wow. I remember that story.
1970s skin graft, right?
Yep.
So what money was he making aside from being on disability at the time? So what happened here is the two of them went to loggerheads with each other over this piece of paper. If they had just called a paralegal, it would have been dealt with. But no, she had to scream at him. And he, of course, got his backup saying, and I would too. I lost half the skin on my body to feed this goddamn family. This is how you want to talk to me? Yeah, I'd lose it too. So that destroyed my little slice of heaven for a couple of years. It took them at least 2 years to get back to normal after that had taken place. And then my father, who was not the smartest guy in the world, and he was oh my God, he was so cheap. He hired this 500-pound slob to be his accountant. And this guy wasn't an accountant. He was a loser and a fraudster. And after he got arrested for fraud in the States, the CRA decides to open up the case on everybody this guy did accounting for. And they said to my parents, wrap everything up. You come down. You see us in this office. And of course, my parents went. I don't want to go to jail. And they went. Right. So my mother, after all this was said and done, she tells me the story. Oh, it was terrible. I'm in a room alone. And your father's in a room alone. We couldn't talk to each other for 2 days. And I had to pee. And they walked me to the bathroom. And I was yelling, why the fuck did you go? You've got the right to remain silent. That's the one thing television got right, Mom. Why'd you go? Did you have a lawyer? No, you don't have a lawyer for them. Where all these ideas come from? This is the problem with the lack of education in our country, is my parents didn't know that they could just say, hang up the phone, and then send off a legal document saying that we will not cooperate with this audit. So my parents lost one third of their entire net worth because they cooperated fully with the CRA and then never questioned what the CRA said after the interrogation was done. Here's the crimes the CRA committed. Fraud over $5,000, forcible confinement, impersonating a police officer, intimidation, uttering threats, criminal harassment, theft over $5,000. These are serious crimes.
Yep.
And my parents went along with all this stupid crap because they thought that the CRA actually is some kind of authoritative body. You know, I'm telling you right now, if I was ever to come home when I was a married man and there was a CRA agent in my house, I would beat the living shit out of that individual. I would blind them with both thumbs, and then I would make a big production going public with it. I'd spend 6 months in prison for it, but I'd make it very clear to any CRA member who comes to my home, the same thing will happen to you. We need to take defense. I've already built it up in my head. I'm prepared fully to spend 6 months in prison. No problem crippling a member of the CRA who has the temerity to walk onto a property that they're not invited to. Because I'm telling you, CRA people, if you're listening, you're banned from everything I own. You're banned from me in general, unless I agree to sit with you. But you're going to come here to Panama and you'll talk to me here in Panama. Right. Where, believe me, I will have five armed police officers that I've paid to shoot you if you get lippy. That's why I love the outside world, outside of Canada.
Right. Well, let's talk about 2A. Let's talk about 2A and the IRS just in the next 10 minutes or so we have on the show.
Okay,
finish so the point IRS on CRA, because we also have a big American audience here too. I want to
my American friends, the IRS are very militant and they're very insane. All right. I get that. Talk to me about hiding your stuff. All right. I've now found out that everything that I'm doing in Canada is legal in every single state. I can do what I'm doing even in Guam. Even the protectorates now. So this took a little while. It took me about a year of contacting lawyers and getting legal opinions and doing my research. If you're an American and your corporation is suffering immensely, you've got massive IRS debt, sell it to me. Sell it to me. I am registered in Wyoming and my bank accounts are in Wyoming. It's simple. We just get it. I've got a lawyer in Wyoming. He'll draft everything up. You sign it, you pay the fee, and you're off the hook. All right. Yeah. And the IRS at that point has even less power than the CRA would have, because in America, the stock sale, Gordon Gekko, as your example was, Gordon exactly. Gekko example, America's all about business. The business of America is business. If you want to buy a corporation that's completely bankrupt, you can do it. And it's all legal and there's no recourse that the IRS has. Now, they will come at me, but that's okay. I know what to do with them.
Shield wall.
Let them file their stupid paperwork and I'll file my stupid paperwork. And eventually when they find that there's nothing they can do, I can sue the IRS and make bank. That's the best part about the United States. You can, as soon as they make one mistake in law enforcement, which they are not law enforcement, they make one mistake, sue them. I love America for that. A cop makes one mistake in an interaction, you sue him, the county and the department and the city. You sue everybody. One mistake, make them pay. Oh, yeah. I'm livid. I'm done. I'm done with this because good people are not educated. I always objected to the education system in Canada because by the time I got to high school, I'm wondering, I don't know how money works. Like, what is it? Why can pieces of paper buy stuff for you? How? Explain this to me. And I would get yelled at. Why are you disturbing my class with stupid questions? That ain't no stupid question, my friend. Yeah. We didn't know anything about taxes, about finance, compound interest. The stock market, we
by design
nothing about this. Yep. It is by design.
All by
and
design.
I wanted to know all this stuff. So I just walked away from school. I told my parents, you know what, you guys, this if you want me to have a high school education so badly, you go, you can be my legal agent and sit there and you can learn for me, which I found out was a law that is actually true. You could have as a high school student, you could have somebody represent you and be you in school. You don't have to go, let them do all the tests. It's not even an academic fraud. So I told my parents, I'll pay you a dollar. You go sit in that goddamn school because I'm done.
That's amazing.
There was nothing of value that I had in my head at all by the time I'd left high school, aside from, I don't know, maybe some curling skills. I joined the curling team, not because I cared about the game, but because it was usually 2 or 3 days a month on a bus going to somewhere that wasn't school. I would do anything to not be there because I knew I was wasting my time. And for all you kids out there right now, especially the males I'm talking to, if you're in a Canadian high school, get out. There is no value in the education whatsoever.
100%.
What you do is you contact me and I'll forge your paperwork for you and then just move on. The world works on forgery and grease and bribes. And the sooner you get that into your head, the sooner you can make the right choice to leave Canada where you can't do any of that and come to places like Panama, Costa Rica, Mexico, Argentina, Colombia, Grenada, and you can do commerce. You know, you want to get something done? No problem. I'll slap a little cash down and the job is done, just like that. That's why I love being here in Panama. So what's my future goal? To get to $1 billion in debt through corporate purchasing in Canada and $5 billion in the United States, because that's $1 billion the CRA and the government won't get. And that would be $5 billion Joe Biden and the Democrats don't get. Anything I can do to interfere with liberal mindsets and their earnings, I'm all over it. So join me in this battle. Sell me your debt. I want it. And and if you know people who have debt, talk to this guy here, and we're going to get this rocking where I'm throwing cash at all of you.
Huge.
Or crypto. I don't care how you can pay.
Yep. It's huge. And this is the heroic mischief that Norm and I were talking about when we did our very first show last year. It's like, I'm here to create heroic mischief in their system against them. Plus also with the knowledge that we have that by design, we weren't taught and we had to go out and find ourselves. So this is exactly what Kevin is saying, everybody. There is a benevolent aspect to what Kevin is doing. And what you just heard, that $1 billion that those who are funding wokeism, child mutilation, and all of this other tyranny upon Canadians and splitting up nuclear families, they're not going to get it. And you are free of it. And this can happen in a matter of just weeks. And then all of a sudden, you've got this kind of guy, Kevin, on the phone with them. And then his team that he has designed and put together both across Canada and the United States, which is awesome. And $5 billion in the States, that is not going to go and fund weapons of terror whatsoever. And you get away scot-free, but everything legitimate, all above board, everybody. So the email is below. So here's what we want on this email. In the subject line, put corporate debt buy or corporate debt. This way, because we have a lot of emails that will be coming in there, plus we have the bots, right, on Rumble and also on Apple. You know, the bots go around and they start hammering the email address. So we need you to put in the subject line, corporate debt buy. If you own a corporation, you know how to spell that. The other thing is in the body, just let us know your name, your contact details, your corporation, and what agency, IRS or CRA, what agency is claiming or alleging that you owe them. So we want to know, is it IRS and the amount? CRA in the amount. So we need your name, your cell phone number, your location, the amount the IRS or the CRA say, and then obviously your corporate name. From that point in time, though, within 48 hours or two business days, right, because I'm traveling and doing stuff too, I will look at that email, I will reply all, I will get Kevin involved, and then you will have a conversation with this man on the screen right here. So we can get it going. And here's the thing, folks. If you just have simple questions, but you don't have corporate debt, please do not email us. Watch this show again and again so it can sink in. Because some of these concepts might be new for people, right? Because it's hitting up against the fragmented system and the education they put everybody through and the conditioning of generations of society. If you have questions and you do not have a corporation that is in debt, please watch this again. Do not email us. If you do have that corporation in debt, where the alleged debt that the IRS or the CRA is saying to come after, go for it. And you just heard, like, even if it's down to 20 grand or something, right? Like, we are here to help free humanity. This is a mechanism, a tool of freedom and sovereignty to take the power back. And it's right here. It's already done for you. And so you have a conversation with this man almost immediately after we see the email, verify the details, contact you, and it goes over to Kevin. So anything else to add there, my friend? Because this is a great Fuck It Friday story. And this has got to be far and wide, everybody. Share this with all your friends, your family. Tactical Civics. I've got the heads of Tactical Civics. They have the 50 constitutional juries across America, right? And Scott, I'm like, I'm getting this out to the top influencer, Scott Lobato, right? He's got 200,000 people on X. He was just here on the show with the Relentless Patriot. It was just viewed in Mar-a-Lago. Joshua Mattiello was meeting with President Commander-in-Chief Trump in Mar-a-Lago, shook his hand. That was just 48 hours ago. I'm getting this to them. So folks, this is going to go huge. This is going to go far and wide. This is benevolent, above board, with success, case study after case study. And Kevin's the man. Not only does he have the plan, he's executing it legally, law and lawfully across North America right now. Go ahead, Kevin.
I just want to say this to everybody who's in Canada, especially. The Canada Revenue Agency is not a police force. They're not a detective agency. They are not a court. They are not a judicial body. They are not a quasi-judicial body. They have no powers of arrest, no powers of detainment. They don't even have powers of investigation. If they audit you, they say you're going to be audited, you can refuse the audit. Just contact me and I'll get rid of them. We'll issue trespass notices to the point where they're not allowed to even call you. They have to call me. You can issue trespass notices against them coming to your property. If they make demands of you that I'm coming to your office, get a hold of me. We put their, we'll find them on LinkedIn or wherever they happen to be. We'll put their face on your door with a no trespass notice to them. We will then go public with that no trespass notice and humiliate these people because they're all dirt. And I couldn't care less what anyone says about them just trying to feed their family. They're trying to feed their family by taking food away from yours. They are the enemy of the state. They are the enemy of the people. They are the enemy of even just good manners. That it begins to happen. I want you at the CRA to understand, I do not view you as human beings. I view you as toys now for my entertainment. And my entertainment is going to be, eventually, we will track you all down. And we're going to help my clients put liens on your properties and take money out of your bank accounts and seize your cars and your assets and put you and your kids on the street. I hate you with all of my soul. And hate is the most powerful motivator on the planet. It is more powerful than fear can ever be. And I do not fear you in any way. I know that you fear me. Game on, bitches.
Wow.
Thanks for having me, man. Thank
wild,
you.
Wild. And I just want to say, I don't condone violence against anybody unless especially they're pedophiles or tyrants. And so, you know, let me just tell everybody here, right? If they're pedophiles and tyrants, you know, they've got to have their justice and sent off to the courts in heavens. That's where I come from, absolutely. And law manual is stipulating that. And actually, there's a clause in there about the taxation as theft as well. So everybody, here you are. You got corporate debt. Drop the email. You've got exactly the information below in the description. You've got the bullet points in the description right below the email address too. This is what we need to see in the subject line. This is what we need to see in the body of the email. And it must be this way because there are bots that troll the show and the bots will try to inundate us with the emails. And what we're doing is filtering it by virtue of that subject line. And it's literally written out for you to copy paste below. And that's where we are here right now. And this is where we go on, we go all. And this is going to be a massive, over the next month, this is going to go massively across the Patriot community of the Truther type shows and really help save families from the tyranny which has been brought upon them between now and we're returning to sovereignty, everybody. So God bless you all. Kevin, fuck it Friday. Thanks for being here, man. And thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right. Everybody, you know what to do. Thanks very much. If you don't have corporate debt, hit the like button, share this, get this out far and wide. And you got a man with the plan and the action right here. God bless everybody. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm, let us know.